This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, let's start with the injuries. There are a lot of guys out. I'm not saying this is going to affect the game because we've had a bunch of guys out. But Mike, Troy Andersen, out. Knee. Mm-hmm. Will not play Sunday.
Can't stay healthy.
No, I'm with you on this. Charlie Warner, Taquan Graham, all these guys have been ruled out for Sunday. D. Alford as well. Mike Hughes. So
Clark Phillips time.
Yeah, you have a variety of guys that are not going to play. But the guy that I brought up first, Troy Andersen, and the reason why is, guys, he showed us one game this year. The Saints game, the first matchup, he was so impactful. And then, Mike, we haven't heard from him since.
Yep. And, guys, this is a second-round pick. I mean, this gets us back to, and again, some of this preceded, you know, Fontenot becoming the GM, but it's got to be an impact pick. And, yes, we love his athleticism when he's on the field, but he's just not on the field enough. So, especially for a team which is really struggling to create some pass rush and has given up some points. Again, I know it's bend, don't break, and there's bigger pictures. You know, the big picture, it's not his responsibility necessarily to get the quarterback on the ground consistently. But, yeah, that's just tough. And you're valued by ability and availability. So, I hope this eventually stops. But doesn't it seem when a guy starts to miss games, it just seems to define his career?
Well, it does.
Early on, this is kind of what he is?
No, I agree. And again, we continue to talk about the speed and the sideline stuff. That's all fine and dandy when he's out there. And he's not out there enough. Not a shot at Troy. It's just what it is.
He's a great guy, but yeah. So what?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of injuries to overcome. Meanwhile, let's hear Kirk Cousins talk about this Denver pass rush he's going to face on Sunday.
They have a great pass rush, and you always need to be aware that while I'd love to take another hitch, use my eyes to move a defender, try to look for that big play, if the rush is closing in and if it's going to lead to a sack, ball's got to go. Ball's got to get out and get to somebody.
He's right. Do not hold on to it, Kirk. Either let it go or get down. Get down.
Get out of there.
Do not take a vicious sack.
Get out of there.
That might cost us.
By the way, how many Rocky references do we have? Throw in the damn towel. Again, get rid of it. Live to play another day. He's got to have better ball security. But, I mean, at this stage of his career, I mean, like he got thumped. You know, I mean, he didn't throw anybody under the bus, but his O-line did him no favors in that game in New Orleans.
Zach Robinson was talking about the Denver defense as well. This is our offensive coordinator.
Yeah, really, really solid defense at all three levels when you look at it. You know, Vance Joseph's been a great defensive coordinator for a long time. Shoot, I remember growing up in Colorado, remember him playing, you know, for the University of Colorado, and obviously we faced him a bunch when he was with Arizona, when we were with the Rams. So know the challenges that his defense, you know, schematically presents. And then you just look at the front, the way that those guys are playing. They play at a very high level across the board. There's really no weakness along the front. The second level of the defense is really solid. And then, you know, the corners and safeties are all really good. Obviously a really good player out there that they have at corner. So, in for a big challenge, got to have a great week of preparation, understanding, you know, how to try to attack the scheme, and then understanding that it's a player's game, and it's going to be a great challenge for the guys up front and really everybody across the board.
Yeah, he makes it sound daunting.
Because it is a little bit daunting.
That's right. It, their defense is really good, and Zach's not lying to you. We've got a lot more to get to here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Is Kirby willing to pull Beck if he struggles?
Oof.
Wow. We'll talk about it coming up.
Oh, man.
But first, let's talk about the Hawks.
I will stick around for, Carl.
Thank you, Mike. Let's talk about the Hawks because they are in action tonight down here at State Farm Arena. Bottom line is it's the Wizards. The Wizards have two wins. You know who they're against? The Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Two dubs all season long. That's got to change tonight, and it looks like, again, don't want to get my, you know, horse before the cart or whatever, but horse before the cart. Trey's going to be back. It looks like, or at least it sounds like, Dre may be available. So you're some guys back. We just found out, Mike, that apparently Bogey and Veet Krejci, a couple of other guys, have been assigned to the Skyhawks, which means they are on their way back. It may be another week before we see them, but they are going to be available down there to get some playing time in and get their legs underneath them.
Yeah, man, it'd be really key to get this win, because then they go on this road trip. They go out west in Portland and Sacktown and the Bay Area, and then back down to Chicago. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see these guys, you know, kick off the road trip, get the win against the Wiz, because they really are an inferior opponent when everybody's playing to their level. That the Celtics game, as we said, talking to Andy and Randy at the handoff, you can't let everybody wants to buy into this because it's exciting, and all of a sudden now we realize that Dyson Daniels is more dynamic than we thought he is. You'll rehear that interview coming up in the six. And Reese Hoshea, we love his game. Jalen and Trey, there's a good young nucleus. And imagine, how about DeAndre Hunter hits the ground running, right? We said we'll cap it at 15 points, and don't be in one of those like 5-minute lulls where you can't hit anything, you know, which kills like a comeback. Let's hope that they take care of business, because this team should, and if they don't, it's the same old Hawks. That's the thing. So many guys on the fence want to jump on board with this, Carl, but don't be the same old Hawks.
Well, it's a great point. This game on Saturday for both teams is big, and of course I'm talking about the Dawgs and the Vols. 7:30 Saturday night. Sanford Stadium, night game, it's got all the things. But if Carson Beck struggles again, and what I mean by this for Dawg fans, because some of you right now are losing your mind, what if he throws two picks in the first half? What if you're down and those picks come in the first half? Is Kirby Smart willing, and does he have the balls to pull him? Mike, I think if he struggles in that way, you owe it to your football team. Kirby was asked earlier this week. He said he has no intentions of doing that. I think he's got to think about it if Beck struggles in this game, if you're going to continue to try to have a chance to make the college football playoff. But will he?
Not in a million years, brother. He's going to ride or die with Carson Beck. I mean, JT Daniels got banged up in that Clemson game a couple of years ago, you know, and then certainly Stetson Bennett stepped in, and then Stetson Bennett didn't relinquish the job. But other than an injury to Beck, I just don't see it. I think there's been so many games this year where you should have already pulled it. That I think we've already passed that kind of line. And I don't even maybe we might not even ever know what Gunnar Stockton is. You know, I mean, I guess he's going to wait his turn until next year and battle everybody else. But I do think that Kirby is just never Carl. He's never going to do that. That's his guy. I just think he's shown so much patience when some really basic mistakes that weren't made last year have cropped up this year. So he hadn't pulled it by now. He's never gonna.
12 picks so far for Carson Beck. I do not know. I'm just asking. Gunnar Stockton and Jaden Rashada are sitting there. They have the ability to get outside the pocket. They add another element to this offense. I do not know, Mike, what they've looked like in practice. Kirby does. Mm-hmm. But if Beck struggles, boy, it's going to get ugly.
Maybe we'll bring in Rashada for a fake punt.
No, don't start.